Good day and welcome to VSchool's distance learning program on marketing management. Our topic for today is chapter 14 on pricing decisions. A quick look at the learning objectives. This chapter is going to focus on the importance of pricing decisions, the role of price in the overall marketing mix of product, price, place and promotion, and how it links and mingles with the other elements of the marketing mix. What are the different elements of the price or the price that you have to determine in order to set the price? What are the different kinds of pricing objectives, the different kinds of pricing methods, and how does one go about setting the right price? With this, let us understand the word price. The importance of price to the seller. Price is something that you charge the customer. It is a source of revenue and a source of profit. Price is something that gets turnover, revenue, return on investment, return on capital employed to the marketeer or the seller. On the other hand, to the customer or the consumer, price is nothing but the cost that he pays to acquire a product or service that satisfies a need or a want with him. Price is the only P of marketing that generates revenue. All other P's are costs. So, for example, if you take a product, to manufacture a product or to create a product or to develop a product requires costs, or cost is incurred for doing that. If you look at sales promotions, advertising, public relations, etc., cost is incurred in doing that activity. If you want to distribute products, which is the place part of the other P of marketing, you again incur a cost in distributing products in the form of dealer margins, distributor commissions, training the dealers and distributors, and so on and so forth. This is the only P of marketing which generates revenue. What is price? From a marketing perspective, price is something that you give in an exchange process to get something of value in return. Price is something that we charge customers. Price is related to the perceived value at the time the purchase decision is taken and the amount of satisfaction the customer expects the product or the service to deliver to him vis-a-vis the price he is paying for it. And finally, price from a customer point of view is the cost that he incurs for that product or service. Price goes by different names in different industries. So, for example, rent is the price that you pay for taking a flat on hire. Premium is the price you pay for your insurance, or premium is the price you pay for the stocks and shares of a good, profitable company. Interest is the price the bank pays you for keeping a deposit with them, or it is the price that you pay when you take a loan from the bank. Retainers are paid to consultants to retain them to do work for and on behalf of the company. You pay salary and perquisites to employees. So it's the price of getting an employee to work with you. Bribe is the price that you pay for getting things done illegally. Fees are the price you pay for studying in a college or studying in a school. Fare is what you pay to taxis and auto rickshaws or buses for traveling from point A to point B. And tolls are the price that you pay for using a road. Commissions is the price that you pay for selling goods and services, either as a dealer or a distributor. Penalty is a price that you pay for doing something wrong or for delaying or for delayed delivery of products. Fines are also something that you pay for doing something wrong or for delaying something. Income tax is the price that you pay for making money. Tips are paid to waiters in hotels for the good service they've given you. Honorariums are paid to honorary members of trusts or honorary members of boards in any organization. Similarly, bonuses and incentives are paid to employees for good performance. Damage is the price you pay for keeping your goods at a transporter's end longer than what is required by you. And corkage is the price you pay in hotels when you get your own drinks for serving at a party. So typically prices go by different names, and these are the different examples of prices. The role of price in the overall marketing mix is very critical. It is the, as I said, it is the only P which generates revenue. Different price points also determine the break-even point of the organization, and the break-even point keeps shifting depending on the price, whether it's higher or lower. You need to have price flexibility in your pricing mechanism in the organization, because price levels will differ over the product life cycle. It will also differ in the different geographies that you're selling in and in the different markets you're selling them. You will also have to account and factor in the discounts and commissions and the other allowances that you have to pay the people who will finally sell the product on your behalf in the market. Now, coming back to the importance of price, price is charged to the customer and generates the revenue for the organization. It is this revenue which finally pays for every activity within the organization. Whatever is left from the revenue after paying all the expenses of the firm or the organization is typically called profit. And as I mentioned earlier, price is the only P which generates revenue. All other P's are costs. Now, how do different people, different departments, people with different roles and responsibilities look at price within the company? To the finance department, it is always the financial parameters such as return on investment, ROI, or return on sales, ROS, or return on capital employed, which is ROCE. And therefore, for them, the price is what creates ROI and ROCE for them. For the production department, price is a determinant of the capacity utilization of the plant. Higher prices can sometimes mean difficulty in getting orders and therefore lower capacity utilizations if the product is a competitive product in the market. To marketing, price is what competition is charging and also what is the ability and the capability of the customer to pay for the price, to pay for the product. So let us look at the overall picture of how customers or consumers look at price. The overall price that is paid by the customer, which is the list price, he may get quantity discounts, seasonal discounts, cash discounts, and what we call temporary sales promotional discounts, minus allowances, trade-ins, damaged goods, and rebates. Plus that he pays taxes to get something of value in return, which is a product which has a physical element, a service, quality, repair, packaging, a credit, warranty, place of delivery, and a brand value. So this is how a customer looks at a price, that he is paying a price to get a bundle of things, which is the product, price, place, promotion, along with the brand and along with emotional satisfaction. Let us look at the major considerations in setting a price. Typically, when you try to set a price for a product in the market, there are two broad levels that you look at. The maximum price that you can charge, which is called the price ceiling, and the lowest price that you can charge, which is called the price floor. Now, if you price your product at the height of the price or the price ceiling, you will get very high prices with correspondingly little demand or less demand. Similarly, when you price at the floor level, which is the lowest possible price that you can afford to sell in the market, the price, because it's too low, generates very little profit for you as an organization. In between the price ceiling and the price floor lies a range of possible prices that the organization can choose to charge their customers, and this price is a function of what is the demand in the target market, what is the company's product differentiation. Basis the product differentiation, what is the marketing and the business strategy of the company? Is the company having a premium product positioned at the high end of the market where the customer is willing to pay higher prices and therefore a premium over the competition, which means you can price closer to the price ceiling? Or the company has a me too product, which is a commodity, and the customer is not willing to pay an additional price or a premium compared to the competition, in which case you price close to the floor level of the price. The other factors that may go into the pricing approach may be what the competition is charging, what is the price of prevailing substitutes in the market, and finally, how much does it cost you to manufacture that product and service that product with the customer. So, within these possibilities and considering all these factors, an organization will set a price which is realistic to what the customer would like to pay and which satisfies its requirements of profitability and return on investment. Now, looking at the parameters that go in a pricing decision, let us look at demand. Demand is nothing but the quantity of a product that will be sold in the market at different prices in a specified period. Demand can be for a quarter, demand can be for a year, demand can be over a 5-year period. At every price point of the product, you generate what we call the demand curve. Now, the demand curve shifts either to the right or to the left depending on whether the price charged is higher or lower. Price has a relationship to demand by a factor or a term known as price elasticity. If your product is highly price elastic, which means every time you reduce prices, the demand goes up by a proportion higher than the proportion in which the price has been reduced, you call that product having high elasticity of demand. Whereas if you have a product where the demand doesn't change with the change in price, you call that product having an inelastic demand. Along with the demand, there is what we call the supply. The supply is nothing but the quantity of product that will be offered to the market by suppliers at a certain price point. This is what we call the supply curve. Now, in any market, as the prices go up, the supply tends to go up because more and more suppliers are willing to supply products at higher prices. It is also possible that sometimes due to oversupply, the prices may come down. Now, when we map the demand curve and the supply curve, the point at which the demand curve and the supply curve meet is called the point of equilibrium. It is the point in the market at which customers are willing to pay for the product and suppliers are willing to sell the product at a particular price, and there is no further inclination for the prices to either fall or go up in a situation of equilibrium. So, price elasticity of demand refers to the customer's responsiveness or sensitivity to changes in prices. When customers are very sensitive to prices, the demand is said to be elastic. However, when a change in price does not reduce or increase the demand significantly, then that product is said to be inelastic, is said to be having inelastic demand. Now, situations of price elasticity or demand is like this. If you look at the chart that is on your laptop or computer right now, when prices go down and revenue goes up, demand is said to be elastic. When prices go down and revenue also goes down, demand is inelastic. Conversely, when prices go up and revenue goes up, demand is also inelastic. When prices go up and demand goes down, when prices go up and revenue goes down, demand is elastic. And finally, if the price either goes up or down, the revenue remains the same, the elasticity is equal to 1. Which means the product is typically inelastic in its demand. So this is how you interpret price elasticity of demand and use it creatively in pricing your products in a manner that will create stable demand for you and prevent too many price wars. Now, factors that affect the elasticity of demand. The first very important factor is availability of substitutes. Higher the number of substitutes and higher the number of options available to the customer, the product becomes price elastic. The second factor affecting the elasticity of demand is price relative to the purchasing power of the customer. So if the price is high compared to the purchasing power of the customer, then the product becomes price elastic. However, if the price is low compared to the purchasing power of the customer, then the demand tends to be inelastic. The third factor affecting price elasticity is product durability. If the product is well designed, is highly durable, elasticity of demand comes down. And other things, if the product has other applications or other uses, then that is a factor which again affects elasticity. The next factor that you have to look at from a perspective of price is the type of costs. Two major costs in the organization are very critical to the price, what we call the fixed cost and the variable cost. The fixed cost is nothing but the cost which remains constant irrespective of the output of the organization, irrespective of the production level of the organization. Whereas the variable cost is a cost which changes with the output of the organization. Now, these two costs also determine how you will charge the product, how you will price the product in the market. Now, other types of costs after the fixed and the variable costs are understood is the average variable cost, which is the total variable cost divided by the quantity of the output, and finally the marginal cost, which is the change in the total cost associated with one unit change in the output. Now, marginal costing is very critical when you are doing export pricing or international pricing of products, whereas the variable cost, fixed cost and the average variable cost are used regularly in routine pricing decisions. The other determinants of price after you have considered the demand and after you have considered the costs are stages of the product life cycle. So the product is in the introduction stage, or the product is in the growth stage, or the product is in the maturity phase, or the product is in the decline phase, determines the kind of price that you can command in the market. Competition. Competition is also a determinant of price. Then what kind of distribution strategy your organization is planning to have? If your organization needs to have a very large distribution network and make the product easily available across all customer types and all segments of the market, then you may look at a penetration pricing strategy. Whereas if you have exclusive distribution, you may want to do a skimming pricing strategy. The promotional strategy of the product, and also what is the image you want to create about the product as far as the perceived quality goes. Now coming to the product life cycle and prices, how prices vary at different stages of the product life cycle. At the introductory stage, when typically a new product has been launched into the market, prices are usually high. Example is mobile phones or microwave oven, or it could be a computer or a desktop or a laptop which is based on the latest Intel chip. Whenever Intel announces a new chip, the prices of computers based on that Intel chip are always higher. A thumb rule in market, in pricing in the market, is it is always better to keep the price higher rather than lower. It is easy to reduce the price. However, if you've kept a lower price, it is far more difficult to increase the price if you think you have gone wrong in your pricing approach. So in the introductory stage, when you don't understand the market too well, when your understanding of the segment, the competition is a little lower, it is important that you price slightly higher and then see and judge how the product is doing well and adjust and fine-tune the price later. In the growth stage of the product life cycle, you get prices begin to reduce, market begins to stabilize. At the maturity stage, when volumes have gone up significantly, the company has reaped the benefit of economies of scale, costs have therefore come down, and prices can be decreased further to increase the demand. And finally, it can be a decline stage where the demand for the product is falling, or the product has a negative demand curve. You may want to bring prices down further to stabilize the market and get rid of your stocks before the product is phased out from the market. So one aspect is to look at the product life cycle and the price. The second aspect, or the other angle, is to look at the competition and how the prices will vary. Now, if the competition has benchmarked or has a price at a certain level, you can go below the competition to create a higher market share at the cost of competition. One can also put the price slightly above the market if the product is unique, has some unique features or some outstanding features, or has a distinct competitive advantage for the customer. The third thing is to have what is called the going market price, which means you price it at a level or near about what competition charges, thereby avoiding what we call price wars, assuming that you will succeed in the market through what we call non-price competition, better features, better attributes, higher service, and creating more value for the customer in the long run. Looking at distribution strategy and price, offering a margin that is lower than the others, or you can offer a margin which is higher than the others. You can give dealers a large trade allowance, which means higher commissions creating what we call a push strategy. You will make the dealers and the distributors partners in increasing your market share in the market by a push strategy. You can also have exclusive channels if the product is of a special category, and you may have pre-priced packaging when you get into the distribution phase.